It's the weekend. It's John Givens with Fuad Hassan and Neil Atkinson, two gentlemen I spent a lot of my weekend with yesterday. Another crazy night, Fu.
It was. It was a brilliant night, wasn't it? I was sort of unexpected a little bit. I thought after the game it'd be one of them where you're in the pub afterwards and, you know, have a big game of mates and then head home. But yeah. It was nice. I think it was a game worthy of the night after. I think it was a performance worthy of it as well. And yeah, it was good to have one of them again.
I was a bit quiet after the game for a bit. I did the show and then I just sort of wanted to sit there. And people kept talking to me, and it was just very nice of them. But I was like, I just need a moment to like compose my thoughts. And then yeah. I composed them, and I was fine. I just got them all sorted in my head. You know how it is sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And after that, I was. There was no stopping me.
There was no stopping, no holding back from that point. I think if Jürgen had have bounced into Pogues, he'd have liked what he'd have found.
Yeah,
I think it would have been like, you know, that's what I was trying to say in the post match. It was a lot of people talking about the title, quite relentlessly talking about the title and talking about what could happen from here. And, you know, I think that's the sign of the performance, but it's also just the sign of really feeling in it. And all the way through, I think there's been these bridgehead points. There's been get to Christmas. In fact, the first one was get the other side of the Etihad. Arguably, then it's a big run then to Christmas, get to Christmas, still be in it. And that was ever so slightly influenced by a couple of draws there against Arsenal and United. And then it became, all right, everything's now about this one in March. And this one in March, it's almost weirdly in the run-up to it, it become like a two-legged affair, I think. Like, in a really weird way, it feels like we'll only really know the winners and losers the other side now of the game on the 31st on Easter Sunday. Like, it suddenly, because the way the cup games went, it suddenly has this sort of, because they've got to play each other and City have just played us, it does have this sort of, we'll know then. And I think that's, you know, it's almost like half time, as mad as that is, as a sentence.
Do you think one of the results sort of defines the other? Like, if City win that, they'll think, yeah, we've done the job there in those two games.
Yeah.
Whereas if they draw it, yeah, then you might think we could have done with winning one of those.
The mad thing is, so listen, I don't think anyone thinks the top three at the end of the season won't be Liverpool, Arsenal, City. The mad thing is that if City draw it, only one of those games will have, sorry, only two of those games will have had a direct outcome, and both of them will have been at the Emirates and both of them will have been in Arsenal's favour.